Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. A New Mexico program is offering children a safe haven after school while exposing them to the arts. Spencer Beckwith reports.
For 10 years now, kids in the Espanola Valley have been traveling after school up to 50 miles round trip for the chance to study dance, drama, music, and visual arts at Moving Arts Espanola. 2 years ago, the school expanded into its neighbor, the former Okeawinge Casino, to create a 6,000-square-foot performance space. And with me is the co-founder of Moving Arts Espanola, Roger Montoya. Roger, welcome.
Thank you so much, Spencer. It's an honor to be here.
You have 25 years of experience as an arts educator in northern New Mexico, Roger. Why did you feel the need to create this school?
In our region, students between the hours of 3 and 7 in the after-school realm, that's really a very vulnerable time for them. This center serves as a safe haven, really, for creativity, for development of young people, and also we're serving a region where the frontier communities of Mesa Vista, Ojo Caliente, Truchas, Peñasco, in a very beautiful but sparsely populated and very rural area. So kids really have virtually no options for arts education training, and certainly in this level and this breadth of offerings.
A new semester is just getting underway. What kind of classes will the school be offering?
In the dance area, we have folklorico, flamenco, classical ballet, modern dance, hip-hop, circus arts with Peñasco Theater Collective. In music, we have piano, vocal, violin, guitar, choral. But because of the need and the organic response to those needs, we have an academic tutorial program that's free as well, where high school and college advanced students are trained to work with young people. Also, we have a STEM arts program that's sort of overlapping our visual arts. It's a makerspace with 3D printing and technology. So over the 10 years, we've really developed many new projects that stem off of those four core areas of visual arts, dance, drama, and music.
I know you've worked to make these classes affordable.
Yes.
Why?
It's essential that access is not a barrier. And so since our inception 10 years ago, our class rate has remained the same, $6 an hour. But we've also created a mechanism for tuition assistance, if you will, ways that the community members can contribute to offset the costs. And the parents oftentimes are so indebted and so thankful that this program exists at all that they're willing to contribute with plumbing, construction, and carrots, and beans, and tutoring, and volunteering, and cleaning in every possible way, sewing. It's just been remarkable to see the outpouring. So it's good to get away from this notion of dollars and more looking at what matters when you're developing humans. What can you do without this construct of money? Of course, that's a reality, but I love the balance of that because it reminds us what we can do if we focus on what matters.
Roger Montoya is director of Moving Arts Espanola, offering after-school classes in the visual and performing arts to kids 3 through 18 in the Espanola Valley and surrounding communities. Go to movingartsespanola.org. More from Roger at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.
More than two dozen Texas state laws took effect with the first of the year. Andrew Schneider reports on some of the most significant.
Top of the list is SB 5, the latest version of the Texas voter ID law. A federal court has already ruled that SB 5 discriminates against minorities. It's now awaiting review by the U.S. Fifth Circuit to determine whether lawmakers intended to discriminate. Brandon Ronninghouse teaches political science at the University of Houston.
If it's the case that it's believed that Texas did so on purpose, it may pull Texas back into a specific provision under the Voting Rights Act, which would require federal supervision when Texas changes any kind of election law.
Another new law, SB 1381, aims to cut down on credit and debit card fraud by letting merchants ask for a photo ID. Al Pasquale, head of fraud and security at Javelin Strategy and Research, says EMV chip cards are already cutting down on the type of fraud the law aims to prevent.
So it's really only going to be for lost or stolen debit and credit cards. A lot of the fraud, though, unfortunately, now, because of EMV and just because criminals have gotten a lot better at it, has shifted online.
While the law allows merchants to ask for a photo ID, it does not require them to do so. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.